Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hi, welcome back to Maloney and Forey. Ben Bolin's joining us. I was talking about a different strategy. Maybe Saturday night for the New England Patriots. Made me think about it. It was Ryan Hannibal, WEEI.com. He tweeted this out yesterday. Pretty alarming that in 8 of 17 games this season, the Patriots have scored zero first quarter points. The Patriots, when they score points in the first quarter, are 8-1. And obviously, when they don't score in the first quarter, they're 2-6.
Oh, man.
So I would ask you, like, the whole strategy of, like, deferring. I felt like that sounded so good when you had a guy like Brady. And even in the last year, they didn't even do this. And that's when it changed his last year. But when you get the ball with, like, a minute to go, minute 15 to go from your own 25, you're thinking, let's get down the field. Let's get 3 points. Let's get the ball back at half, maybe turn it into a 10-point, you know, difference and maybe put the game away. But as we've seen, like I said, even that last year in Brady, they started doing this. But as we've seen this year, it's like they don't push it. Start this week, 4th-and-1 from the 50. They don't push it at the end of half to take advantage of the double score. So given these numbers that they're, you know, 8-1 when they score in the first quarter, we know they can't fall behind. Why not take the ball? Like, why not win the toss and take the ball? Maybe give yourself a couple of possessions in the first quarter to kind of get out of the gate as opposed to falling behind 7-0 like we've seen a lot.
No, it's really not a bad strategy. And you just said it. It's because the Patriots, if they haven't been aggressive at the end of the half. They haven't been going for the double score. And so you might as well get the ball first and see if you can jump out to at least a 3-0 lead, if not 7-0. I guess the downside is if you do go quick 3 and out, I mean, that you can start off the game on a demoralizing front. You'd hope to
an 8-play drive and going down 7-0 like they've done.
No,
so you're doing both sides of it, right?
Exactly. So it's not a terrible strategy. And I think also if you do that, so then the Bills would get the choice to start the second half, and they would probably take the kickoff, and then you get to choose the wind, I think.
Right.
So you're getting the ball first, and you can get the favorable wind in the second half. So that's not a bad strategy.
The other strategy? So in the second game, it was obvious that Sean McDermott was willing to be real aggressive. So there was he was calling an aggressive game plan. Like, you probably loved that game.
Mm-hmm.
4th down tries, going for it, being successful.
Get
we're going to get to
Captain Go For It
Captain
over
Hardo
here.
Over here. Captain Hardo Go For It, Ben Bolin. But I feel like, okay, different situation. Like, I don't know if, even though they're in a worse situation, because if they lose, they're done, I do think they'll be more careful with the way they attack the game, right? I'm just curious because the first game was embarrassing. They say, you know what? We're going to be aggressive. We're going to go for it on 4th down. We're not going to punt at all in this game. You know, we're not going to be the reason why we're not going to lose the game because we're not trying. I don't think they take that same approach. What do you think? Because I think they got away with it, but I think eventually it's going to come back to haunt you and hurt you.
I do think the Bills had less to lose in that game a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, go for it. Why not? Because everything's on the line here. Whereas this time, but at the same time, it's like they know that that's what it takes maybe to beat the Patriots.
See, I think that, So think about the psych, but I do think it's weird the way coaches, they know it. They were successful. That's the attitude at least you got to have. So if you're going to lose, you should probably lose doing it that way. But if they do lose doing it that way, they'll be unbelievably criticized for it. Even though I agree with your approach, and every coach that we've ever talked to that has beaten the Patriots, especially in big games, has that Sean McDermott approach. Yet I don't think they'll do it. I think maybe this is a good test to see if he's got a set.
I always feel like there's like a balance with that though, because I felt like sometimes teams wanted to prove, you know, old school, going against the old school Patriots with Brady, that they wanted to be aggressive to the point where it was just, it was dumb. Like, a lot of decisions were just stupid and actually ended up biting them in the ass because all it did was give, you know, like fake punt and, you know, whatever. Down 7-0, let's run a fake punt in the first. Next thing you know, it's 14-0. Now your game's over. You know what I mean? So I felt like a lot of teams would be too aggressive at the wrong times and actually kill themselves, you know, against the New England Patriots. Against this team here, I think you can afford to be aggressive a little bit. But I do think that first score is important. We talk about that. You know, if the weather's going to be the biggest issue up in Buffalo Saturday night, the biggest play of that first game was jumping up ahead 8-0. Changed the whole game. You know, take the ball. You know, you got to score early. We've already seen it. They've been down 57-7 the three games they've lost. Right? I mean, it was like, what, 20-0, 17-0, 17-7. Like, you know, 54-7, whatever it was. You can't be trailing. This team is not built for that.
But what's funny, that's a great stat, the 57-7. It's not that they're losing because they didn't get the ball first. It's because they're losing because they've been terrible in the first quarter. So they can
right. They
can get the ball first. They still have to execute.
Listen, they can get the ball first, throw a pick six, and, you know, what are you doing, right? I just think you get the ball early and try to get ahead as opposed to, you know, give the ball up. And we all listen, yeah, you could play D and you could stop them. I'm just saying, they've been falling behind in games. Give yourself the best opportunity to maybe get a lead and sort of play on your terms.
I do. And the other thing about that, so, and even – the first game, the Patriots, I feel like a big part of our conversation after the first Bills game was the Pats score, they go for two, they get it. And Sean McDermott, like, didn't match, like, he didn't recognize, like, this is how you needed to play the game. And I feel like he missed an opportunity. And the second time they played, he didn't. Like, he forced the issue. Like, it is going to be interesting to see if he's willing to commit to that philosophy. Because to your point, Lou, if he misses this time, which the odds are that he doesn't, he's not successful again. Just playing the odds. The odds are that the fourth down conversions are not going to be as easy, that they'll make the tackles, that Josh Allen won't slip out of their hands, and they'll be forced to punt and lose the possession. And just like a turnover, hey, it's a turnover on downs. Might as well just get an interception. I just don't know if they have it in them. I don't think and if they do, more power to you.
All right, listen, this hour, Maloney and Forey, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Take your adventures further than ever. Before in an all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, starting at $32,820, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. When we come back, Ben Volen wrote about it, the mistake, in his opinion, what the Miami Dolphins did with Brian Flores. Take a look around the league and what it means for one Josh McDaniels, who spoke about that today. You'll hear it next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.